Okay, what about the ones, is there a difference between the ones that you prepare at home and the ones that you buy in the store?
I'm not sure.
Okay. What other kind of nuts do we have?
Walnuts, pecans, almonds, let me see, cashew nuts, okay, got some on the tip of my tongue, can't think of.
Okay. The hard covering of a walnut, what's that called?
The shell. Walnut shell.
Okay. Think of it too. Okay, a can of fruit that's about as big as an apple, but it has a thick skin like a lemon. Do you know what that's called?
An orange, probably.
Okay. And if there's a bowl of them standing somewhere, and one day you go to get one and there aren't enough, you might say the oranges are...
Oh, gone.
Okay. There's some little red vegetables that are peppery. Do you know what they're called?
Radishes.
Mm-hmm. The round red things that grow on leafy plants, and sometimes they have to be staked up in the garden. We eat them in salads a lot. What are they called?
Tomatoes.
And the smaller ones, you know what they are called?
Cherry tomatoes, I believe.
Okay. Along with your meat, you might have a baked
potato.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any kinds of potatoes?
Sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes.
Okay, when you use the word potato, what do you mean?
I don't understand that. When you use the word?
Mm-hmm, potato.
I guess it would be a vegetable. Are you speaking between vegetable and fruit, or what? I guess it would fall in the vegetable family.
Okay. The kind of potatoes with yellow meat?
Oh, sweet potatoes.
Okay, now, how do you sometimes prepare sweet potatoes?
How do you?
In cooking them.
Oh.
What are some ways that we prepare them, and what are some dishes that are made from them?
Candy yams and sweet potato puddings and sweet potato pie.
Okay, you make me one? Your mother makes me one?
She made one Sunday.
Okay, do you know how she goes about making it?
Oh my goodness, she puts, she boils the potatoes, she cuts them up and boils them. Then we mash them up and we put maybe, I believe, a can of pet milk, a can of water, and some butter and nutmeg and cinnamon and sugar and vanilla flavoring. And we just stir it up and put it in the pan and let it bake.
Okay. Something with a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes, and it grows in a garden. We sometimes eat them on hot dogs.
Onion.
Okay. The little fresh ones that you eat, do you know what they're called?
Spring onions.
Mm-hmm. Any other name?
I've heard them called scallions.
Okay. What are some of the vegetables that you would use for a good soup?
Oh, you could use potatoes and peas and carrots, and you could use lettuce. I mean, not lettuce, I'm sorry, celery, that's what I'm thinking about.